God takes his people from ruin to redemption. Isn't that what we see as we read this remarkable story of Ruth? The book begins with death, but it ends with a new life being born. It begins with the curse of death, but it ends with Naomi being blessed. It begins with Naomi's bitterness at God and life, but it ends with her joy in God's faithfulness and wisdom and goodness. It begins with empty stomachs and famine, but it ends with overflowing bags of grain and fullness. It begins with despair and darkness, but it ends with hope and the beaming ray of God's gospel plan coming to fruition. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Ruth chapter 4 verse 13 says this, "So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son." Here in our text, we see God taking Ruth from ruin to redemption. The Lord gave her conception. Let's not forget that she was once married to Mahlon for 10 years and no children. The implication is that they were unable to have children. But now, God has intervened on behalf of Boaz and Ruth. This is only the second time that the narrator of this story has mentioned God's involvement in this entire story. Oh, we know God has been present upon the hearts and minds and the mouths of the characters. But the narrator has been strangely silent about God's involvement, except for two dramatic statements. The first one is in chapter 1, verse 6, where the Lord visited his people and gave them food. And now the Lord has visited upon Boaz and Ruth and has given them a son. The two most desperate needs of this entire book, graciously given by the hand of the Lord. So yes, God is the highwayman who paves the road from ruin to redemption. And as we wrap this book up, we need to take stock of all we've seen so that we can learn of the character of our God, so we can love him for being him, and so we can live in the security and the hope he provides. As you pray today, please remember Jamshed Hadiat and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Farsi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Afghanistan, Armenia, Iran, Turkey, and Turkmenistan.